Hello, everybody. Graham Mackay here, and thank you for listening to the podcast. It's our weekly roundup of Dawn's news coming up, and it starts now. Down and getting past the opening jingle for our roundup on Tuesday the 9th of August. We've got a lot to get through this week, and none more so than our first home game of the season. It was a rocky start against St Mirren on Saturday, giving away possession in dangerous areas early doors, but we bounced back as we got into the game. The loss of Hayden Coulson was a blow, a Declan Gallagher challenge forcing him off injured, and to be replaced by new Liverpool loanee Leighton Clarkson. Gallagher didn't last too long on the pitch. The ball hitting the defender's arm in the box, he was given a red card, and Bojan Majowski stepped up to score his first goal of the day. Majowski's second was sublime, nipping in front of Trevor Carson and sliding the ball into the net in the 37th minute. But the goal of the day has to go to Leighton Clarkson. A first-time strike from 20 yards was blasted into the net just before half-time. Impressive stuff. St Mirren's consolation was early in the second half, Ayunga scoring a 53rd minute penalty, but we rounded off the day after Ramirez was able to play Lopez clean through to dink it over Carson. 4-1 of the day, and don't tell anybody, I've got a good feeling about this season. Too early? Here's the post-match reaction with Rob McLean and Jack McKenzie.
Well, what a day at Pittodrie, the first home league game of the season, and a 4-1 win against St Mirren. That's how you want to get up and running on the home patch. Jack McKenzie was watching it with me, commentating alongside me as well. How enjoyable was that, Jack?
Oh, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Four goals, can't really complain with that. I thought the first half we were absolutely outstanding. The quality of the goals, especially the third one from Leighton, who's excellent at the full game as well. So a really, really good day's work.
There's Duke, who rounded it all off with the fourth goal late on. Lovely calm finish set up by Christian Ramirez. But there were all sorts of really impressive storylines attached to this result, which gets Aberdeen off to the best possible start. These were the sort of games in which Aberdeen slipped up last season. Only one win against St Mirren in four attempts. You just saw Leighton Clarkson there. Dream debuts don't come much better. And look at the expression on the face of Bojan Majowski, who scored a couple, the first two goals of the game. And his total for the Dons now goes to three. Comes joint top goal scorer already. Vinny might have added to his total with a shot off the post. There could have been five or six were it not for Trevor Carson saves as well. This was a really dominant performance from the Dons, and exactly what was required at this stage. And well, Leighton Clarkson got your man of the match nod, Jack, and an immense performance from him in a game in which he was pitched in early on.
I know, obviously he came on when Hayden picked up the knock, but he was outstanding, wasn't he? Even without the goal, his all-round play, his passing range, little touches, just even off the ball, dogged, winning the ball back. So I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and obviously the goal was outrageous.
Jim Goodwin applauding the fans, and they applauding him back. Really good showing, and now it's on to another game at home next weekend. It's Motherwell who come here, and Aberdeen just looking to get themselves on a roll.
Yeah, and we need to. As you say, these are the games we struggled with last season. So, as you say, hopefully get another 3 points next week and the week after that as well. So, no, fingers crossed we pick up another 3 points.
Well, it was great today. Thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sure you did too. If you want to watch our match day coverage next weekend, we will be on here as usual, 15 minutes from kickoff, 3 o'clock against Motherwell next Saturday. Another home game and another 4-win would do nicely. From Jack and from myself, bye for now.
The manager and man of the match, Leighton Clarkson, gave their reactions after our victory over St Mirren on Saturday.
Jim, that's what you want in a first home league game of the season, isn't it? 4-1. Definitely, yeah. I mean, it was important to try and win the game in the correct manner. You know, I thought we actually started the game the first couple of minutes a little bit sloppy in some of the passes and cheap turnovers in possession. But, you know, after the first five, I thought we, you know, completely dominated the ball and worked it into some good areas. You know, people no doubt will talk about St Mirren going down to 10 men, and of course it does have a big influence on the game, but you know, it's sometimes very difficult to play against 10 men. You've still got to find a way to break them down, and you know, St Mirren sat quite deep. There wasn't a, you know, great deal of space, but in fairness to my boys, they kept passing, they kept probing, they looked for the gaps and eventually got them. So yeah, very comfortable at half time. The message was not to allow the game to drop the standards and the tempo and try and keep that level of intensity, but unfortunately, we weren't really able to do that for long enough spells in the second half. And, you know, we allowed St Mirren back into it with a really poor penalty, a poor free kick initially. But although, I have to say, I thought the free kick was a bit soft. I thought the penalty was a bit soft. But then when it goes back to 3-1, all of a sudden it's game on again. But probably could have had another couple of goals as well. You know, Majovski's had a couple of decent opportunities. Their keeper's made a couple of decent saves. But, you know, before the game, if you'd have offered me a 4-1 convincing victory, I would have snapped a hand off you. I just want a bit more consistency in the second half in our play. And if we do that, then we go and score 6 or 7 today.
Leighton Clarkson probably didn't expect to be on the pitch quite so early, but it didn't seem to bother him. What an outstanding performance from him.
Yeah, no, I've got to give great credit to the young man. You know, I was at Cormac Park last night at 10 o'clock with the director of football, Stephen Gunn, Leighton's mum and dad and Leighton's girlfriend, and we were there with the physio and the doctor trying to get the medical pushed through. We were still waiting on paperwork this morning, up until about 11:30, waiting on the international clearance to come from the English FA. But eventually we got there, and he was straight into the squad. He's trained, you know, with Liverpool's first team for the majority of pre-season, so we knew he was fit enough. And you know, I was always planning on giving him his debut, but not quite as early as that. And you know, unfortunately, in disappointing circumstances, because you know, obviously Hayden Coulson had to be taken off with a serious ankle injury. So I don't want to speculate too much on that. Hopefully, you know, he'll get an MRI scan on Monday, and hopefully it won't be as bad as first feared. But right now, he's not in a great place. But Leighton, you know, deserves a lot of plaudits. You know, he had one shot, I think, about maybe 7 or 8 minutes before his goal, where he kind of sliced it wide. A testament to the boy and the character of the boy that he's willing to go and try it again. And a fantastic strike. Not even just his goal, just his ability on the ball. You know, technically very, very good, and suits the way that we want to play.
Bojan Majovski has gone to 3 goals for the club already, 3 in 2 games, and another emphatic penalty. And his second goal was just all about awareness and sharpness in a striker, wasn't it? Anticipating the deflection on the Johnny Hayes cross.
Yeah, I mean, that was a slight criticism I had of the players in the first half. And, you know, we showed them on the big screen with the analyst. You know, I felt we were putting hopeful balls into the box where Bojan sometimes was on his own and was isolated. And he's playing against 3 giants, you know, in Gallagher, Shaughnessy and Dunn. But the ball from Johnny Hayes was completely different. You know, it was just fed in nicely into that near post, along the deck. Bojan's movement is excellent. I thought the keeper was favourite, but he managed to get his toe out and poke it into the net. So, delighted for him. And by the way, he's only, I would say, 75% of the level of fitness that we need him to be. But I saw last week that sharpness starting to come, and he's working hard with Graham Kirk, a sports scientist, and another couple of weeks and you'll really see the best of him. But he's a top, top player, 23 years old, you know, really good technically, but always seems to find himself in the right areas, both on the training pitch and here now at Pittodrie, which is fantastic to see.
It's a great first 3 Premiership points of the season, but I guess you're stressing to everybody with great satisfaction about what's happened today. It's just the start, and August can be a good month for picking up quite a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, look, I want our fans to, you know, the guys who are watching this at home and the guys who are leaving the stadium today, you know, going to the pub for a couple of pints, I want them to be excited. I want them to enjoy their evening, but I don't want anybody getting carried away, and most of all my players, you know, and my staff. You know, we played for large periods of the game against 10 men, so we should be dominating the ball and we should be able to break them down. I'm really pleased in the manner that we've done it in the opening 45. Thought we finished the game relatively strong as well the last 10 minutes, but yeah, I mean, enjoy it. It's 3 points. You know, I've not won many games 4-1 as manager, I can assure you of that, so I'm not going to be overcritical, but we do have parts of our game that we need to improve on. You know, we need to start games better. We've done it against Raith Rovers here in the last League Cup game where we were a little bit sloppy with them passes across the back line, and we need to cut them out. It's as simple as that. But all in all, delighted with the performance. You know, our boys won't come up against a much more physical team than that. You know, there's six or seven of those St. Mirren lads who are 6'2", 6'3" plus, and we've had to roll our sleeves up. The two centre-backs have had to go and compete and be aggressive. And I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, we have to be able to do both sides of the game. We might have small players, but, you know, those small players are willing to fight and scrap. And we have to be able to, at times, roll our sleeves up, go and get stuck in. But on other occasions, we've got the ability to get the ball down and play. And we want to be an entertaining football team at the end of the day. And I think the last three home games that we've had here, the Dumbarton game, the Raith Rovers game, and now today, I think the fans are starting to see what we're trying to do and the type of team we want to become.
Well done, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, Leighton, you really didn't get too much time at all to think about your Dons debut, did you?
Yeah, no, not really. Obviously, signed late last night. Managed to get the good hour sleep in and to prepare for the game. I obviously didn't know I was going to come on that early. But yeah, no, I'm buzzing with it. I'm buzzing.
I think the manager planned to give you your debut maybe late on in the second half, yeah, if things were going according to plan, but it all changed and you were under the pitch very early on. What were you thinking at that stage?
Well, I was ready. I knew at some point of the game I was gonna come on. Obviously, I didn't know it was going to be that early, but yeah, no, I was ready for it, and yeah, I was just enjoying it.
Debuts don't come much better than that.
No, they don't, no. Yeah, obviously the goal was probably one of the best hits I've ever done.
You better describe it for me.
I've just seen it come across, and obviously I had one in the first half.
You sliced it a bit wide.
Before it, yeah, and I sliced it. So I thought this time we're going to take a touch, but it just, when it sits perfect like that, you've just got to hit it, and I'm just happy it went in.
And do you remember the reaction that you heard in your ears at that point as it flew in?
A little bit. I knew as soon as it left me foot it was going in. It's just one of them strikes you know about. But yeah, no, I was buzzing. Honestly, I was really good. Really
your whole performance was incredible for somebody who's just got here. Yeah. I mean, just the composure. You just like looked like you loved every minute.
Yeah, no. Obviously, I come from quite a possession-based side in Liverpool. I've been known over the years that's like my game, and he just said, go out and do your game. Obviously, I've not trained with any of the lads. I only met most of them this morning at the pre-match meal, so he just said, yeah, just go and try and put your stamp on the game, and I feel like I did that.
So is it that stage where you're actually trying to remember a guy's names around you?
Yeah, no, literally, it is like that. Obviously, not one or two that you just pick up. But yeah, that'll all come in this week, I'm sure.
And what did you think of the players around you, the performance today?
No, it was a lot better than what I first thought, to be fair. Obviously, I like the style and the style of play that we play. But yeah, it's just about just getting used to the players, what they like to do, whether they come short, if they're running behind. But yeah, no, it was a good first game, I think.
And you've been training in and around the Liverpool first team, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been doing. Yeah, went on the pre-season tour, done all that, and then come back. Obviously, needed to get out because I want to play football. And I've come here because it's a massive club in Scotland. I've knew about them for years, and yeah, I just thought it's a great opportunity. Why not? And yeah, I've had a good start.
A good start with about an hour's sleep and not too much preparation last night. I'm just wondering what we're going to get from you with a full week to build up to the next game.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be obviously what you've just seen out there is just a little glimpse of maybe what I can do. Obviously, tactically and all that, that'll all come in the next week or two. Obviously, getting bonds with the players and stuff like that. But yeah, you just said go out there, just do your best you can, put your stamp on the game, and I feel like I did that.
Congratulations on a dream debut. Well done. More to come, clearly.
Thank you. Yeah, 100%.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Celtic scored twice in the closing stages to beat Ross County 3-1 in Dingwall in the Premiership, while Rangers defeated Kilmarnock 2-0 at Ibrox on Saturday. Stevie May scored a last-gasp winner at St Johnstone, beating Motherwell 2-1 at Fir Park. In the Championship, Dundee defeated Raith Rovers 1-0 at Starks Park, and it was also 1-0 for Morton at home to Cove Rangers. Partick Thistle are the early leaders following their 1-0 draw with Hamilton Accies at Firhill. Arbroath and Inverness Cali Thistle drew 0-0 at Gayfield. Airdrieonians are top of League One after thumping Falkirk 4-0 at the Excelsior Stadium. Dunfermline Athletic also have maximum points after winning 3-0 against FC Edinburgh at Meadowbank Stadium. Alloa Athletic beat Kelty Hearts 3-1 at the Indodrill Stadium. Montrose and Queen of the South drew 0-0 at Links Park, and it was 2-2 between Clyde and Peterhead at New Douglas Park. Bonnyrigg Rose are the early leaders in League 2 following their 3-0 win over East Fife at Bayview. Dumbarton also have maximum points after beating Albion Rovers 2-1 at the Reichert Stadium. Annan Athletic defeated Stenhousemuir 2-1 at Gala Bank, while Forfar Athletic beat Stranraer 2-0 at Station Park. Stirling Albion and Elgin City drew 2-2 at Forth Bank. And on Sunday, Martin Boyle marked his return to Hibs with a dramatic stoppage time equaliser to earn his side 1-0 draw in Sunday's Premiership match at Easter Road. In the later game, Livingston beat Dundee United 1-0 at Tannadice thanks to a goal from Christian Montano 4 minutes into the second half.
More Dons News straight after this.
Cue pictures, cue music, change the music. That's the one.
Showtime.
Okay, Paramount Plus, I want to stream something epic. Fantastical, I want to see stars. Nice, but I meant film stars. There we go. Now, how about an action montage? Give me a kick, a hit, and a smash with an explosion. Bit more. How about a classic? A future classic.
Humanity's best weapon.
Find the halo. Win the war.
And the making of a classic.
You want to make the Godfather? Believe me, you don't want this kind of trouble.
This is really scary.
Well, then give me something for the kids.
I love this game!
The grown-up kids.
I'm back.
And the ones who still act like kids.
What?
I want brand new.
How do you really feel about being first lady?
Give me intriguing.
I'm talking to someone from another planet.
So am I.
Now, give me a killer line.
Hello, Sydney.
Not a killer's line, a killer line.
This has only ever been about the two of us.
Anything else you want to show me?
Snot web.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with everything you've got.
History.
I plan to.
The city has been taken
out of this world.
This is when the fun starts.
Now, all we need is one big tagline to wrap this up. A mountain of entertainment.
There it is.
Love it. Paramount Plus, a brand new streaming service. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Aberdeen Women started their campaign in the new SWPL on Sunday. Emma Hunter previews the season ahead.
Emma, started the SWPL 1 season on Sunday. How are things looking in the Aberdeen camp?
Yeah, it's come around really quickly, so probably thinking we'd have liked more time with the players. You always think that coming to the start of the season, but it's exciting, it's another historic moment, so there's a lot to look forward to, and the players have got a lot to look forward to as well. But yeah, we're looking good. We've brought in some of the younger players from the under-19s that have come up, so they've brought a lot of energy to training, enthusiasm, and they're quality players as well, we knew that. And we've got a couple of fresh faces as well, so yeah, as much as we're missing some of that older faces, we've got some new exciting players coming up, and yeah, it'll be a bit of a transitional season again for us, trying new things, getting some of the younger players game time, and making sure that we're building a future for Aberdeen. But yeah, it's going to be exciting, and we can't wait to start on Sunday.
Furniture and flooring company Frasers of Ellen have signed a 1-year agreement to become an official partner of Aberdeen Football Club. Under the commercial deal, the family firm will benefit from high-profile branding at Pittodrie and on the AFC Women's Strip. Bailey Collins and Millie Eckert spoke to Red TV about the new partnership.
Bailey, Millie, we're here at Frasers of Ellen, who are a new partner of the AFC women's team. Bailey, just how great is it to have new backing helping out the women's team?
Yeah, it's really good to see that people are willing to help us out, and it's good to have more backing of the game, meaning that we can try promote it more and get the game higher.
Millie, first game of the season on Sunday against Hamilton. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, stepping up from 19th last season, it'll be a good challenge and good to see if we can get 3 points on the board.
Bailey, how's pre-season been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. Disappointing to lose last Sunday, but we'll take the negatives from that game and we'll build on them this week in training, and then we'll look to get a positive result on Sunday against Hamilton.
And Millie, you were just saying it's your first full pre-season in with the first team. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. The girls have been really welcoming, and the training, the intensity has been a lot better, and obviously, as Bailey said, it was disappointing to lose last weekend, but hopefully we can get 3 points and improve when the league starts.
And there's a number of girls who've come up from AFC Ladies into the first team. Is that a big help for you?
Yeah, it's good like knowing a lot of them, but obviously we got to train last season a wee bit with the women's, so we knew a lot of them and it was good for that as well.
Aberdeen's SWPL1 campaign started in defeat as Hamilton ran out 3-1 winners at the Fountain of Youth Stadium. A superb Bailey Collins strike had pulled the Dons level before the hosts scored twice late on to seal the 3 points. Gavin Beath and Emma Hunter had both Lauren Gordon and Fife's captain Francesca Ogilvie unavailable for their first starting 11 of the new season. New signing Erin McCafferty was amongst the substitutes, while 16-year-old Brodie Greenwood was given her debut alongside Ailey Shore in midfield. The other fixtures in SWPL1 in week one ended Glasgow City 7, Spartans 0, Dundee United 1, Motherwell 1, Hearts 3, Partick Thistle 1, Rangers 14, Glasgow Girls 0, and Celtic 9, Hibs 0.
Tuning in to the AFC Donscast each week.
Couldn't be easier. We're on all the popular platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And on the web at our website, afcdonscast.co.uk. Catch us on the big screen via Apple TV and on the road via Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Got a smart speaker? Just say, play AFC Donscast.
One podcast.
Listen everywhere, every Tuesday evening from 8.
Ahead of our league opener last Saturday, commercial director Rob Wegg spoke to Mal about the new family areas in the RTS.
There's quite a number of changes around the stadium. Maybe first of all, let's start talking about the area we're in at the moment, the family area. Just tell us about that.
Well, obviously, for a while now, we haven't actually had a family area, Mel. We used to use the Merchant Stand, and obviously for the last while, that's been the Red Shed. So, delighted to be able to create a family area. The marketing team have done a super job. Scott and the rest of the team have done a terrific job. We've got some fantastic artwork in here to bring, you know, what really has been quite a dormant part of the stadium back to life. Some great signage up, some great graffiti and artwork right across the upper deck. And this is an environment we've been wanting to cultivate for a while. It's difficult, I think, for groups and for families to find a number of tickets together in different parts of the stadium, given interest in you know, whether it's main stand in the Merkland or in the south stand. So upstairs here, there's plenty of space. It's also an environment where, you know, kids will have a fantastic view of everything that you can see from the top of the RDS. You're protected from the weather, and I think it just creates a fantastic environment, whether it's a Don's day out, whether it's a small family group of three or four people coming to enjoy a game. The kiosks are going to be in full flow, and I think it just creates that environment that we've been looking to for families.
Yeah, I think last season we actually trialled it, didn't we, with the Don's day out groups up here, so you know, it gives us some confidence. We feel this is the right place to put the family stand.
Absolutely. You know, we've been looking at group ticketing for a while. We've now got one individual who's dedicated to driving group ticketing and making the most of that. And so the uptake last season was really encouraging, and that gave us the confidence to say, right, let's put some investment into and create this family area. So looking forward to trialing it on Saturday and making sure that it's a, you know, an enjoyable and a firm fixture for everybody when they want to come as a family or as a larger group to Pittodrie.
It seems to be normal when recording the podcast, hot on the heels of putting the first one in the bag, we go and sign another player. Midfielder Shaden Modis has signed from Fleetwood Town on a 4-year deal. Shaden signed his first professional contract with Fleetwood Town in 2020, making his league debut in January 2021. He made 26 appearances for the League One side last season, scoring twice.
Shaden, a very, very warm welcome to Aberdeen Football Club. How does it feel to be here?
Feels great to be here. Obviously, it's been a long thing coming as well, so just to get the deal over the line is a great feeling.
We're in here at Pittodrie, and I know you've been up at Cormac Park. What are your first impressions of Aberdeen?
Really nice stadium, great stadium, big stadium, historic stadium. So I had a good look around and stuff, and it's really, really nice, really nice there.
And the training ground as well up at Cormac Park.
Yeah, training grounds, good facilities and stuff. So yeah, happy to come and be involved in this, yeah.
Good. When did you first hear of interest from Aberdeen?
Well, it's been from about since January, actually. But it didn't, nothing came about it, and then come back for pre-season, and it's been like kind of lingering around, but from start of the week it's just all happened so quick, and now happy to just get it done.
Been a bit of a whirlwind week for you, has it?
Yeah. long journeys and stuff, so yeah, it's
been, but now feeling settled.
Feeling settled, all ready to go.
Why Aberdeen? Why do you choose to sign?
I feel like the club is a big club with a lot of ambition, and they're aiming for top three, top four, Europe, playing Europe and stuff, and that's what I want to do. I want to aim big and achieve big things. So, yeah.
And as mentioned earlier, Leighton Clarkson has signed from Liverpool on a season-long loan. The 20-year-old joined the Liverpool FC Academy at the age of six and signed a long-term contract with the Reds in 2020. An England under-20 international, he progressed through the youth ranks at Liverpool, becoming a regular in the under-23 side before making his debut for the first team in an FA Cup tie against Shrewsbury in February 2020. Leighton spent part of last season on loan at his hometown club Blackburn Rovers, making seven appearances for the Championship side, and has already had a cracking start for the Dons. Two goals in either half gave Celtic victory at a blustery battlefield in the Club Academy Scotland Under-18 League. Skipper Findlay Marshall's 42nd minute strike proved to be the only a consolation goal for the Dons, although the final scoreline of 4-1 to Celtic was perhaps flattering to the hosts. Next up for the Young Dons is a trip to Brora tonight for our SPFL Trust Trophy tie at Dudgeon Park, scheduled for a 7:30pm kickoff. At the time of recording, it's still 0-0. And Aberdeen's new home and away kit is now on general sale. You can order the kit online at afc.co.uk/shop or by nipping into the Pittodrie Club shop. Both, I think, are going to be popular based on the feedback online, so get in early if you can.
Is the patient breathing? I think she's in labour.
Help. She's coming.
Is the cord around the baby's neck?
Yes.
Right, I need you to gently unwrap it. Do not pull or damage that cord. Is that the baby crying?
Yeah.
Aww.
Series 9 of Ambulance starts this Thursday on BBC One and BBC iPlayer. Match day 3 is another home fixture at Pittodrie against Motherwell. Kick-off on Saturday is at 3pm. Tickets for the match are on sale now from the Pittodrie ticket office and online at afc.co.uk/etickets. For Red TV International subscribers, you'll be able to watch coverage from 2:45pm or listen in if you're in the UK and Ireland, audio only there. Elsewhere in the Premiership this coming weekend, on Saturday it's Livingston versus Hibs, Rangers versus St Johnstone and St Mirren versus Ross County, all 3pm kickoffs. And on Sunday, a midday kickoff between Kilmarnock and Celtic and Hearts and Dundee United at 3. Aberdeen Women have their first home fixture against Rangers in SWPL1. The match will be played at the Balmoral Stadium. Kickoff is at 4pm. Elsewhere in the SWPL1, at midday, it's Glasgow Women versus Dundee United. At 1, it's Hibs versus Hamilton, Partick Thistle versus Celtic, Spartans versus Hearts. And the other match at 4 is between Motherwell and Glasgow City. Tickets for our away match at McDermott Park on Saturday the 20th of August are on sale now. Tickets must be booked through the St Johnstone website for that one. If you can't book online, you can call the St Johnstone ticket office on 01738 455 000. That's 01738 455 000. North Stand tickets are priced £24 for adults, £14 for concessions, and under 12s are free with a paying adult. The main stand is £25 for adults, £15 for concessions, and under 12s are also free there with a paying adult. The family adult deal is £17 for one adult and two under 12s. You can take part in Match Day Chat with other Dandies on the longest-running AFC forum, Dons Talk. Just register for free at donstalk.co.uk. And if you're wanting to keep up to date with all the latest Dons news throughout the week, head on over to our socials or go to invernessreds.co.uk. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back with you next week as normal. Take care of yourselves and stand free. Bye-bye for now.
That's all for this week.
More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.